I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy, and on my own to introduce this episode. This is a compilation of recordings that I made on my travels through Scotland for my summer holiday in 2021 with Rebecca, who you've heard on some previous episodes. We went to York together and some other places I can't remember right now. Excuse the rose noise, the window's open because it's extremely hot. So anyway, yeah, it's me and Becca, and we're sort of taking a trip through Scotland, and I took my portable recorder with me because I knew we'd be visiting Loch Ness, for example. We talk about the Boleskine House, amongst other things. It's sort of just like a real compilation of bits of recording from strange places or interesting things that we saw on this trip related to stuff we talk about on the podcast. So enjoy that. I'm not going to jump in at the end to give any of the extra gumph, so I'll do this up front. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so at wtatupod@gmail.com. You can go to weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com and you can contact through there as well. You can find links on that to all the places you can find us online, social media. You can find ways to the merch store to buy t-shirts and things. You can find links to ways to donate to us monetarily. All sorts of stuff like that. And if you like Weird Tales, you might like some of the other stuff I work on. You can also go to bobshoy.com, BOBSHOY.com. That's the homepage of the Bob Shoy Podcast Network. It's sort of a collection of all the different shows I work on. You can go on there. And if you want to support my time editing and researching and hosting this as well as all those shows, you can go to patreon.com/bobshoy. And you can donate there for as little as £1 a month or $1 a month, depending on where you are. So that's all good stuff. This series is going to be a bit of an odd one going forward. We've got big plans to do something very different for this series. So after this, it's going to be a week off, and then we're going to come back swinging. We may have a sort of a bumper length series. I think there's going to be an extra episode squeezed in to get all our plans done, but it's not going to be your usual fare. It's going to be something a bit different with guests, and yeah, it should be fun. So about 2 weeks' time, we'll be starting that. Until then, enjoy this episode of me travelling around Scotland.
Hey everyone, this is Bob Shoy, standing on the shores of Loch Ness, and I'm going to do a little bit of Nessie hunting, see if I can find the bugger. We talked about him way back on, I'm going to take this off the top of my head, Weird Tales episode, hang on a sec,
Laurie.
Weird Tales episode 14, I think, I don't know, that's off the top of my head, but it was an early one, really early. Episode about cryptozoology in general, Nessie and Bigfoot and the like. And now here I am, at the place where he lingers. He lingers. And yeah, so I'm just pulled over at the side of the road, which is where you can hear some cars. But I'm going to be going a little bit further down to the town of Dromna Drochit. pardon my pronunciation. And we're going to visit the castle, look out on the loch.
This is our first sighting of Nessie, this is.
That's Becca. And yeah, if I see anything, I'll let you know. If I
there
find
he is.
If I find any interesting history, I'll let you know. And yeah, so here we are, live from Loch Ness. Further down in Loch Ness now, by Urquhart Castle. Again, pronunciations. But, you know, it's the big castle, the famous ruined castle on Loch Ness. But something I've just learned, a bit of interesting weird tales. So, in the 1100s, the Gaelic nobleman, again, pronunciation, Connachar Muirmach Eoth, gained a secret hold over local witches, forcing them to build the castle for him. So this castle was built by witches. This is Weird Tales Gold already, and we haven't even gone near the castle yet. Just walking down to it. So get ready for some updates.
I think the biggest thing is, like, right, there's a story that claims there's two chambers hidden under the castle, but there's a twist. One's filled with gold and the other plague. Would-be treasure hunters were supposedly put off for fear of unleashing pestilence.
Like you're getting into. But wait, there's a twist.
There's a twist.
So yeah, that hopefully isn't the last bit of Weird Tales Gold. And obviously I'm still on the lookout for Nessie. I'm kind of going to wait till I'm up at the castle ruins, and then I'm going to look over and really scour the...
I'm going for the gold.
...the horizon. Let's go. Plague for me then. So, listeners, if you want a visualisation of Urquhart Castle, you can just Google it, or cast your memory back to the mid-90s, the film Loch Ness with Ted Danson. Ian Holmes' character was guarding the front of this place, staring daggers down at Danson on his boat. And, yeah, it's that castle anyway. We watched that film the other night.
In preparation of coming to...
I'd watched that film as a kid. I always really wanted to like it, but found it incredibly boring. I tried to watch it so many times.
You're missing out.
This time I actually, you know, quite enjoyed it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was the first time you saw it though. What do you think? Film reviews?
Yep. It's a really, really good Loch Ness film. It's probably one of the only ones there.
Yeah, I think it's alright. It's like a Disney film, but like...
It's quite wholesome, isn't it?
It's a family film, isn't it? It's alright. Yeah.
It was just the right amount of, like, silly.
Well, make it sound like a comedy.
This was in a film in 1998 as well.
Well, there you go. Trebuchet.
From the company that brought you Four Weddings and a Funeral comes the story of a timeless mystery whose time has come.
You want me to go find the Loch Ness Monster? Is that what you're offering me?
No, John.
I want you to take this state-of-the-art equipment and prove that it's the biggest hoax of the century.
Now that's a monster.
So you'll be another beastie hunter?
Yeah, that's correct. But I don't have much time, you know. I gotta get up to Greenland before winter hits. Find Santa Claus.
Stay away from my monster!
I'm gonna catch your monster and I'm gonna put it on Oprah Winfrey!
There's nothing down there. There's nothing unexplained flying around the skies at night.
But in a place that still believes in magic...
Are you telling me you actually saw?
It's my friend.
A young girl holds the key...
She inherited it from her grandmother. The ability to see things sometimes...
...to the greatest secret of them all.
Oh my God. It's the perfect elasmosaur, back down to the rhomboid frontal. See?
Mr. Dempsey, it's a water kelpie.
My guess is it's part of something very large and very much alive.
We got something here. Fire up the straws.
It's coming towards the surface. It's moving too fast.
What did you do? It just scared it away and never come back.
Ted Danson.
You want me to pretend that I didn't see this?
Jolie Richardson.
There's some things that are meant to be left alone.
In the year's most magical adventure.
I have to say it before I can believe it.
No, Mr. Dempsey. You've got to believe it before you can see it.
pronunciation update. I've been calling it Urquhart. But I just heard a member of staff here refer to it as Urquhart. So, you know, take that as what you will. I'm probably going to refer to it as Urquhart from now on because I'm easily influenced, but maybe that's wrong too. Or maybe he's just playing a game of me, seeing if I'll copy him. Anyway, let's carry on through the journey through Urquhart Castle. I just turned this on, so it's peaceful. It's incredibly peaceful here on the shores of Ness, still within the walls of Urquhart Castle.
It's lovely.
Is it Urquhart? What do you say?
Urquhart.
I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I'm going to keep saying it. But you can, looking out across the loch now, what I was going to say is you can see how people think they've seen something in there. Because this loch is so big, I think 25 miles long, if I remember them telling Ted Danson that in the film from the other night. It's long, anyway. But when you look across it, it's so long, it's almost got like its own waves going up and down. All these ripples and the shadows that the ripples create, you almost like see little things. It looks like creatures are bobbing up and ducking under or something like that. Yeah, if you've had a couple of, if you had a tipple,
a couple of whiskeys,
yeah. Couple of, maybe a bottle of scotch. You might see. I can see how you would see something in there, and if other people have said they've seen something too, then you can see how the stories flow over time. This mysterious creature. I'm looking out now. I'm swearing. I'm seeing stuff. It's real. It's real. So walking down the steps of the castle.
Out of the water gate.
Down these steps right down onto the shore. So we're right against the water now. Becca nearly fell down the stairs then. And I thought it might be nice to record because you can really get the sound. And I had messages from some listeners who like hearing the ambience when I do these outside recordings. Oh, I nearly fell down the stairs there.
Stunning.
This is really amazing from here. And I thought it would be nice for you to hear the loch. So here we go. Just a little bit of ambience. It's getting a little bit windy now, so maybe there might be some wind over that. Lapping. Yeah, the wind's lit up here. It's nice and calm. And I'm squatting down at level with the water now, looking over, seeing if I can just see something's head peeking over, looking over at the other side of the loch. I'm up at the top of the castle now, oldest part. according to this sign, I'm going to read you a sign here, well, part of it, perhaps built in the 1220s. So this is old, really old. And just going to walk to the railing, view. Oh, very windy. Highest view of Loch Ness we're likely to get. Now, have you seen anything in the water stirring around?
I've seen these trail things. There's like white lines.
White lines in the water?
Yeah.
What do you think? Nessie related?
I reckon so. What else could they be?
Well, exactly. That's it. You're right in the spirit of things. So, I know I've dismissed Nessie in the past. Poo-pooed even. And Google Earth and that have basically proven it wrong. And that famous picture was a gynecologist who was proven was false. And all that stuff. But you know what? Standing here, it's hard not to feel a little bit of the old Nessie magic. And maybe there's something staring in that water. Until next time, Bob Shroy for Weird Tales.
I bet that's so creepy.
Oh, but it is, that's why I'm trying to cup it. I don't know, it's like, yeah, let's go. Leaving the castle in this room with a little good bit of ambiance. Heard of old Bannocks in it. So, gonna leave here now. Go and get some whiskey.
Exit through the gift shop.
Exit through the gift shop, get ourselves some whiskey and some Loch Ness ale. Darkness.
Postcard.
Stout. And I know the Bowlskin House is on Loch Ness. But we'll talk about that a bit later. Let's shove off. Right, Becca.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Listeners, it's been an exciting day. We're now sitting in our camper van, motorhome. I forget the difference.
Motorhome.
Right.
Home is on the motor.
Right. So, and after the castle,
yeah,
we went into the small town of Drumnadrochit.
Yeah.
Again, these pronunciations. Drumnadrochit.
You blew your load in the gift shop.
Well, I went to the Loch Ness gift shop. And
it didn't disappoint.
It was genuinely, as gift shops go, I don't normally buy gift shop stuff, but as a gift shops go, there was some good stuff in there.
Got
a Loch Ness shot glass to drink some whiskey that I bought.
Yeah.
In style.
Which we got out of the castle.
Which we bought out of the castle. So we bought some whiskey out of the castle. We bought the what's the name of the castle? I forgot. I was getting the name wrong. Urquhart Castle.
Yeah.
We got their whiskey. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to taste like. I'll try some later. I'll record me trying it. I'll let you know. Anyway, so we bought some whiskey, bought shot glass, bought a really awesome Loch Ness tea towel. You know, the old sort of one your grandparents have, that sort of old tea towel. Some Scottish tablet to eat. Shortbread. All sorts of good stuff.
Shortbread for everybody.
All sorts of good stuff. Some shortbread for gifts. But the main thing, the main reason I want to tell you all this is because in that shop was a small book, a small square book called The Loch Ness Monster. And I thought, well, let's get it. Let's do a bit of research and see if I've missed anything about Nessie. Becca, the reason I wanted you here when I recorded this is you didn't know anything about this book.
Yeah, no.
You just saw me pick it up and buy it.
Yeah.
And I want to point out this book was only £1.95, so not a lot.
So? Well, it's quite small, isn't it?
It's very small, very thin, but I thought, you know, they condense this down to the finest points. So what we've got here, I'm actually just going to read the introduction.
Right, it's on page 3, so you've lost a couple of pages already there.
Well, that's all books like that, come on. So, it says, The Loch Ness Monster. What dark and mysterious secrets lie beneath the surface of Loch Ness? No one knows for sure, but at over 23 miles long and 750 feet deep, there is plenty of room to hide them. It is lost in the Highland mists of time when people first discovered something extraordinary lurking among them. In the 6th century, St. Columba confronted a, quote, water beast on the shores of the Loch, and the legend of the Loch Ness Monster has been passed down from generation to generation ever since. She was a shy, reclusive animal who kept herself to herself and whose privacy was respected in the local community. Then, in 1933, this peaceful existence was broken when a series of sightings captured the imagination of the world and brought Nessie into the full glare of a publicity storm. From that moment on, Loch Ness became the focus of many famous encounters, hoaxes, explorations, and scientific research. Although Nessie's whereabouts remained a mystery, millions of visitors from all over the globe... This is just a car pulling in. We're in the car park of a small forest, off-road forest campsite thing.
It's really peaceful here.
It's very peaceful.
Except for right now.
This is like the only cars that have pulled up. It's like a picnic site, basically, with no one here. Anyway, where was I?
There's no doggers, so he's left.
Of visitors all over the globe still share a hope of catching a glimpse of her. Even the critics and naysayers gaze a little harder and longer as they stare across the loch, like I did earlier. As deep down, don't we all want to believe in the secrets of Loch Ness? And then it just says underneath, the Loch Ness monster has been likened to a prehistoric plesiosaur.
We do believe.
Well, this is the thing, right? So that's the introduction. That's to get you...
What you whistle.
To really capture your imagination. Did you, aside from them saying the size of the loch, and even then they said about, is about 23 miles long, did you get any facts there? Because it's just like people want to know. Right? So now, every single rest of the page of the book is just a picture with a little thing underneath it.
Right.
That's it. It's just a little picture on every page. And they're paintings. They're all pictures.
You've been loved.
There's no photography. It's just...
Not even the famous, Not even, the famous
shot. That's in here later on. But right. We know that's a fake. So they're putting that in with the rest. So there's just a picture of Loch Ness on the page.
Is that a photo or a painting?
No, it's a photo. There's old pictures of just, grey blurs on the water from different
years.
Wait
a minute. Look at that one.
What?
That's definitely a wave.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wave.
No, that is an orca.
Yes, that's what I think.
Are they even in there, though?
Well, there's seals. There's seals in there.
That's not a seal. That's like an orca.
You know, I remember this all coming back to me. You know when you get the three humps of Loch Ness?
Yeah.
That's like seals, like cresting.
Oh, right.
When you get a few of them together.
The group, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the backs of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, that's basically... I don't mean to dump on Loch Ness on this Weird Scotland episode special, but this is just a picture, like a painting.
That's like an artist rendition, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like Mummy Nessie and Baby Nessie.
It's just a seal.
Do you reckon that's a seal or something bigger?
Hang on a sec. Becca's been run around by these pictures.
Looks bigger. Well, it's hard to say. There's no point of reference for size in this photo, to be honest. But I think it looks more like a little dolphin or something.
That's the old picture. We know that's fake.
What was
that
it?
That surgeon made it. I can't remember. A bit of driftwood and something else. And then he used an old umbrella with an elephant boot print on the bottom of it to stamp footprints in the ground.
Oh, it
was a big fat fallacy.
What a fucking genius he was.
So it's all... Basically, it's all the same thing, though. It's just... I mean, it's just nonsense, isn't it? That doesn't even say anything about it. It's just like picture of the lock.
Nice.
So it's just a boat.
We saw that today.
These are just...
What's that on the left?
Well, that's what it's saying. A pale form. Come on. You're looking...
It's a bit of nice artwork. Yeah.
So...
That's the end of the book. Yeah.
Gets to the last page and it just says... It's just a picture of the lock. It says, the story continues somewhere in the deep, dark waters of Loch Ness.
Look, all that information about how, the ISBN and all that, where it was published and stuff, and nothing about Nessie.
So, what I'm saying is, a good fun book.
You've been...
Good pictures, but I can find these in Google Images.
You've been ad.
But it's $1.95, so what do I expect? My point is, I thought that we were going to come back to the caravan, or whatever it's called, park up somewhere. I was going to have a rifle through this tonight. And be like, wow, you know what? They actually have really gathered some interesting stuff. I mean, I loved Loch Ness is beautiful.
Mm.
I love the idea of Nessie out of dinosaurs.
Mm.
This hasn't given me any more information.
I reckon it died and its body's at the bottom of Loch Ness.
I think...
I'm out.
I think a few Loch Ness locals had a few too many whiskies. And they saw some seals.
I think that tourism was waning. And they're like, oh shit, what are we going
to
do?
I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners who might have listened to that episode more recently, I think that whole surgeon thing was like a bet or a prank.
Great.
He was trying to prove someone wrong or something. Anyway, we haven't uncovered anything new about Loch Ness. I hope you enjoyed our visit to the castle anyway.
Except that it is beautiful. Like, it's a really stunning place. Oh, yeah, place.
Great. And you can see shapes on the water. It's awesome. Great. Loved it. I mean, I still went and bought a load of merch. I love Nessie. Yeah. I love Nessie. It's just like I love Bigfoot. I don't believe in Bigfoot, but I love Bigfoot. Great character. Mothman and Yeti, different matter. Those guys are the real deal.
Dun, dun, dun.
But anyway, so what I'll do is I'll clock back in just to let you know what I think of the castle whiskey. And then I think tomorrow I'll talk about the Bolskin house.
Yeah. Rough.
And if I see anything else weird, I'll let you know. But
rough, yeah, sky.
This is I hope you're enjoying this little travel log of we're not recording that much. Just maybe if I see something weird. It's going to be a short episode, but I thought there's no way I can go to these places and not let you know what they're like in the real deal, in the flesh.
It's cool to have seen it, though.
Oh, yeah, I've always wanted to go to Loch Ness.
No, yeah, I mean Nessie, don't tell the listeners that.
Psh. Hiya. So, I'm just at the bottom of the Glenfinnan Viaduct. Some of you listeners might know that as the famous bridge thing that the train goes over in Harry Potter. But regular listeners will also know that we've joked in the past about me being mistaken for Daniel Radcliffe, Mr. Potter himself. And I'm just filling you in to say, even though this was full of tourists, no one thought I was Daniel Radcliffe.
Unless they thought, and then they...
They were too polite. Too polite. I think that might have been it, because there's a lot of people here, some dressed in, like, wizard garb in front of the bridge.
You got some funny looks, didn't you? Double takes.
I was just wondering if, on the way down, anyone would ask for a photo op, because I was totally ready to go with it, but sadly it didn't happen.
Nothing.
So I just thought I'd let you know. Here we go. Hiya, it's me. I'm sitting in the, what did we say it was?
Motorhome.
And I'm just going to fill you in on a little something. So a couple of days ago, I don't know what order I'm putting these snippets of recording on the episode, but a few days ago we were at Loch Ness. You heard me walking around the castle, and witnessing the beast. While we were at Loch Ness, I had intended to visit the Bolskin House. Now, regular listeners, the Bolskin House is what is relevant to the episode that Tiss did on Aleister Crowley. Crowley. He did lots of occult stuff there. Jimmy Page was involved. And, you know, a house of ill repute. Let's say. Now, we had intended to go there. I will say that it is the opposite side of the lock to the castle. But we didn't go. And I'll tell you why. A lot of you probably already know this if you know anything about Crowley or the occult and stuff. But the house burnt down. So, I looked it up. I was like, okay, well, let me get a bit of refresh my memory about Crowley and Page and what happened there. But in 2015, so I don't remember, Tiss might have even mentioned this in an episode, it had a massive fire damage, basically. And so not really worth me visiting. So I'm looking it up online now just to fill you in if you don't know. The interior was almost completely destroyed. Only a little bit of the roof and the outer walls survived. And the former owner said that because the damage was so bad, it was unlikely to ever be rebuilt unless someone out there with an interest in the occult wanted to spend a lot of money. So after that, the ruins and the land were put on the market for £500,000 in 2019 and are now owned by the Bolskin House Foundation, who intend to restore the house and gardens to the original form and open the estate to the public. And there's a website, bolskinhouse.org, all about the project. But there was a second fire shortly after they bought it. So is it a cursed house? Maybe. Suspected arson, but in July 2019, there was another fire. So, you know, unlucky old house. So I don't know as of now like what their future intentions are, but that's why I didn't visit the Bolskin house. I wanted to. There's not much for me to visit. I could have gone and visited the charred remains, I suppose, just to say I've been there. But for that, it was a long drive around the lock on an already tightly scheduled day. So, there we go. Didn't do it. What do you think about that, Becca?
I think we made the right choice.
Made the right choice by not going?
Yeah, we could have got caught in the curse.
Did you have any interest in going anyway?
I think I would have liked to see it, but going to see like a burned down wreck, not so much. There's nothing to see. What's the point going there, I guess? I don't know, like...
Because I have a podcast about the paranormal and stuff, and I could say I was standing there.
Well, add an extra day onto our trip then, because it would have been a bit of a hassle to get all the way around there.
Well, we ended up pushing up north of Loch Ness and staying in the woods by Loch Garve, which was a lot more fun, I would say.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Anyway, so that's a little update on what happened with the Bolskin house. I know I said a couple of days ago, well, probably on this recording like 15 minutes ago, oh, we're going to have some of the Urquhart Castle whiskey. We still haven't drank it, but tonight we intend to. I also managed to pick up some Loch Ness beer called Darkness.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little update on the Darkness and the Castle whiskey tonight, as we're currently sitting here drinking beer in the motorhome. Anyway, see you later. Love you lots. Bye. Hello. We're going to drink some Darkness, a rich black stout from Loch Ness Brewery.
Oh, that's not great.
And we're in the middle of playing an exit escape room game in the middle, in our motorhome in the middle of the woods. So it's nice and atmospheric in here.
Spooky, we're locked in a cabin.
Yeah, we're playing the abandoned cabin. So some of you may be familiar, they're super popular games, but we're playing some on our trip. So, the Darkness, how was it?
It's really nice.
Let me try it. Not bad at all.
Very nice.
Really smooth.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, thanks, Loch Ness Brewery.
Cheers.
So far, a thumbs up. We'll see if it's double thumbs up once we try the whiskey.
Well, hey.
So, we had our Darkness.
Yeah, it was really nice.
We finished our escape room. We made it out. It's now late night in the middle of the woods, yeah, at Glencoe.
Yeah, surrounded by mountains.
And midges, loads of midges. That's why we had a night inside the van tonight. We then opened the door, because you open the door and a flood of midges enter, and then we get bitten and have to clean the place out. So we're having a night in the van tonight, boozing and playing games. But we made it out of the escape room of the abandoned cabin. Finally, we did not amazingly.
It was it was harder than I thought it was going to be, but it was still really fun.
We did not amazingly, but
we've solved the riddle, but then I was like doing the wrong code thing.
Yeah,
so
we made a bit of a boo-boo in the middle that slowed us down. And also at the beginning, we missed page one of the book. We moved on to page three, so that set us behind. But, you know, not amazing. They graded us 3 out of 10 stars. But I think we did okay. Never done one before.
I think we did all right.
So now, to celebrate at the end, before we go to bed, we're drinking our Urquhart Castle
Urquhart.
Urquhart.
Right. Whiskey from the castle that you heard us recording at. And what I've got here...
That was on the shores of Loch Ness.
...is I actually bought a whiskey shot glass from the Loch Ness gift shop with Nessie and the castle on it.
Yeah.
So we'll be drinking out of that. I'll get Becca to take a picture of me drinking my drink out of this shot glass. It'll be on my Twitter if you follow me on there. And I'll pour it out now. In fact, actually, I'll let Becca go first and she can give me her opinion.
Right. Well, we learned
because we went to a whiskey bar last night.
We learned a little trick, didn't we?
Last night we went to a whiskey bar on the Isle of Skye. Accidentally, not like, oh, we'll go to a whiskey bar. We went to a bar because we passed it and the food smelt good. We pulled in, got some really good fish and chips.
And it was like stumbling across the best whiskey bar you could ever imagine. Yeah,
I like whiskey. I drink a little bit of bourbon from time to time, and then okay, there's a couple of Scotch whiskies I like. I'm not knowledgeable enough, but this place is renowned and had over 400 varieties of Scotch whiskey with a guy who knew everything about them behind the bar.
He was amazing.
So he sort of taught us a little bit about how to enjoy it and then the different flavours.
Made us a custom flight, didn't he?
Put together a custom flight for us, and I feel like from that we now know a little bit more about whiskey, but.
Here's our top
I don't
trick.
Know if I want to drink all of this tonight. Cause
okay.
That'll do between us, and then we can have the rest of the time. I have a feeling this is going to be very harsh.
Oh, look
at
it. You can see the water in it.
Shit.
Right, okay.
So, Becca first. Tell us what Cheers. You think of the Loch Ness. Ooh. Is it harsh?
It's not crazy harsh. It's kind of down the middle in terms of like sweet and smoky.
Well, it probably will be if they're selling it at a gift shop. I'm not expecting to be the most amazing whiskey in the world, but
it's all right.
All right, so you can get a picture of me with my shot glass then.
Okay.
You can see that beautiful design on the front of this shot glass.
Finger. For your little finger.
Right, ready. Okay, don't know how I feel about this.
I think I'm better at tasting whiskey than you are.
Probably. It's warming, isn't it?
Mmm.
Sleep well tonight. Had a few beers. Mm-hmm. Had some whiskey. My brain is fried after an hour 45 trying to solve an escape room in the middle of the woods.
We've got to get up and go to...
We're going to a brewery tomorrow. We're going to Stalker Castle tomorrow.
Yeah.
Going to Loch Lomond tomorrow.
Nice. Stalker Castle from Monty Python's The Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Castle Arg.
We'll talk about that tomorrow, because I've got things to say about that. Right.
Better second time round?
Better second time round. Not the best whiskey I've ever had. Not the worst whiskey I've ever had.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'll give him one of these for Craig. I wonder if he'll like it.
No. There we go, anyway. We liked Dark Ness. The Urquhart Castle Speyside Whiskey. Very warming.
I think it tastes better out of the Loch Ness shot glass.
Yes, it adds a little, I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi.
Right, I'm going to drink this and then climb up into our little bunk.
Good night.
Night, everyone. Oh, shite. Falling down. We'll get some nice nature ambience on this one walking down anyway.
Mm. Oh. Down.
Oh, I thought you was actually falling, but you're mocking me. So we're walking down.
Oh,
oh shite. Flipping it. Are we going down here?
You
oh, what's in my face? So we're walking down to patch of water. With a castle. On an island in it, called Castle Stalker. I don't know how much of a weird tale this is, but it might be of interest to some listeners. And I said I'd weigh in on this anyway. So this is... It was what? Castle Stalker was what?
Castle Arg!
Right. From what film?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail, that's that one.
Mm.
I have seen them many years ago, but I forget which one's which.
Is it Monty Python's Holy Grail or Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Oh, you should know that. I think it's and the.
Lisa liked.
So, we... anyway, this is that place. And I know that some listeners are big fans of Monty Python, and especially American listeners who see it as a very strange British thing. But I have never been a fan of Monty Python. So this is Becca's choice. We're going here to look at this castle.
No, not this one.
No, the view was better at the top, wasn't it?
I'm trying to get down to the shore, but I think we might have to go around a bit.
I've also had messages from listeners that say they like it when I do these out and about recordings. So it's just a little bit of this for you. For those of you who like feeling like you're out in the nature with me, here you go. Maybe I'll do a series of podcasts where it's me on visiting different places. They're harder to do. They're easier to do because I haven't got to like sit and prepare anything, but they're harder to do because I've got to patchwork all the little bits of recording together into an episode. Oh, we're just the way we came. We went up there.
The way we came up there.
So you're just listening to me get lost now. But anyway, we've completely lost the view. As soon as I started recording, I couldn't see the castle anymore. To me, it's a little bit of ground with a castle on it.
It's steep now down there.
But
maybe
yeah.
We should carry on driving around, see if we can get a better view of it.
Is this everything you hope for, seeing the castle?
I hope... Well, it's pretty cool, but we're quite far away, actually. I think maybe if we go around the bay a bit, jump back in the van.
What happened is we got conned. We were driving along the road and it said Castle Stalker Viewpoint.
Yeah.
Or Castle Stalker View. And we thought, oh, we'll pull in here. This would be great. And it turns out it's Castle Stalker View Cafe.
Yeah.
And you can only park if you buy a drink. So it was like, oh God, we just had breakfast, but okay, we'll pull in. It's free parking. We'll pay for a coffee to cover the parking. And then you get here and it's actually like not a... It's an alright view, but you're a long way from it. But the upside of it is it's one of the few good coffees I've had since I've been driving around here.
And the food looked good.
And the food looked good, but we've just eaten, so I can't actually give that recommendation. Anyway, right, we're back up the top now.
Right.
So there it is. It's
I'll give the coffee...
We had a hot chocolate.
7 or 8 out of 10?
Well...
Pretty good. Food looked like a...
You're so lenient with your scores. I'm quite harsh with my scores. And this is generally a good cappuccino. But 8 out of 10, that's so high. We live opposite like an amazing coffee roasters.
Yeah, but...
So you've got to compare it to that. If I'm saying that that's like a 9 or a 10, this is like... even though I think it's pretty good, it's like 5 or 6.
For our surroundings... I'd give it... No, okay, maybe it's 7 out of 10.
It's actually pretty good. I'll give it a 6.
The food looked
7.
Like a good 7 or 8 out of 10.
They don't care about this anyway. They're castle there. Castle Stalker.
The view's probably like a...
It's a nice view.
6 out of 10.
Well, you can see all that in the distance.
The island.
You can see the water. You can see the island. You can see the castle. What more do you want?
I want to get closer. I want to get hit by a catapulting dead animal.
Right, okay. So for people who aren't familiar with Monty Python and the Holy Grail... What is it? Not what is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's a silly comedy film.
What's the castle?
What is the castle? What is this? What happens here?
They're like travelling to it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they get there, and the French just pops their head over the battlement. It's John Cleese putting on a silly French accent.
Oh yeah, sophisticated British comedy here. So John Cleese putting on a stupid French accent. I haven't watched this since I was probably like 8 years old, so yeah. I'm trying to follow. He pokes his head out a window and says
and
what?
Above the battlements. I
above
can't remember what he says. What's he say?
I don't know.
Silly knickets.
Doesn't he say something about wiping their asses or something? Not fit to wipe your ass or something?
Insert clip here.
I don't know. I'll put in a little clip of it, yeah.
And then they start like throwing shit at them and catapulting like... dead animals over the battlements and they have to leave.
Well, anyway, here's a clip of that now.
Hello!
Hello! Who is it?
It is King Arthur and these are my knights of the round table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see?
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Now this is your last chance.
I've been more than reasonable.
Fetchy Lavash.
What? Fetchy Lavash.
If you do not agree to my commands, then I shall...
Jesus Christ!
There we go. So you've enjoyed that, or you just sort of blank-faced and puzzled like I am. Maybe I'm miserable. Maybe I'm miserable. And
it's a stunning castle.
How do you get to it?
By a dragon boat.
Right. It's just, is it a castle? It's so small. It's smaller than our flat. Right, anyway, there we go.
Part
Castle
two,
Stalker. If we get a better view, I'll let you know. But I this might be it. But we still got a special place to visit. Long-time listeners may have guessed where it is. But I've been saving the best for last. So I'm just walking onto something which has a long history with the podcast. And when the podcast started 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was, on episode one, and we were talking about this place, I did not think that I would ever be standing here. The weird places that my podcast has brought me. But I'm currently standing on the Overton Bridge. The dog suicide bridge that we spoke about way back on episode one. So, Becca, come over here.
There are some dogs about, aren't there?
There are. I'm really concerned. I've seen a few dogs. Do you know anything about the Overton Bridge?
No.
So over the years, this is off the top of my head, I didn't actually do any extra research for this. Over the years, there's been sort of an inordinate amount of dogs jumping to their deaths off the side of this bridge. You know what? It's quite high for a dog to get over there, isn't it? They'd really have to leap.
There's almost like little like turret bits on the side.
They would really have to leap to get over that. They'd really want to go.
Yeah.
Which sort of ruins one of the main theories. Which is like, oh yeah, they saw like animals down there, like mink and stuff like that, because a lot of mink in this area. And they jump to their death, but they can't see over, unless they're all big Great Danes. So, get a picture of me in one of these turrets so you can sort of see how high this wall is for these dogs to jump over. Because this is like the only sort of low enough leaping point. And this will be on Twitter or wherever. I'll put it on Facebook. It's almost like a little podcast pilgrimage.
But you could, I think a dog could jump up there.
Yeah, but why would they want to?
I think it's like a little bit higher than like jumping into the boot of a car.
But why would they want to?
Yeah, exactly. It's really far down.
It's a long way down. You're not surviving that drop.
Even if a human did it, you'd be a goner.
Yeah.
So, all the birds and stuff around, but like, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
I think I saw, I'm sure it was mink. I'm sure it was mink, they said. There's mink down there.
Sure there is, but look, there's a pathway down there. Like, a dog walking along here couldn't see over the
bridge. Do you think we're at the wrong bridge?
No, you said this was the bridge.
I looked at a picture of it on Wikipedia. This looks like the one.
A dog walking along couldn't see over at all.
Yeah, look, here we go. Since the 1950s, I've got the picture here. Since the 1950s, numerous reports of dogs either falling or jumping from the bridge have been reported, with the incidents often resulting in serious injury or death upon landing on the rocks some 50 feet below.
Mm.
The bridge is nicknamed the Dog Suicide Bridge. Various explanations for the deaths have been proposed, ranging from natural accidents to paranormal activity. There's a little bird sitting on the side of the bridge now. What type of bird is that?
It's a chaffinch.
Chaffinch.
What's he doing?
So,
Can you hear it?
Yeah. So it wasn't too much of a detour to come here. I thought it'd be rude not to come. We're on our way to the Auchentoshan Distillery to get some whiskey this morning, and it's only about 10 minutes away. So it's perfect.
The house is lovely, though.
It's next to Overton House, which is rather grand.
Are you not allowed in, I don't think. I'm not sure.
And this would be a perfect place to sort of end this recording, I suppose. So I'm not going to waffle on about all the extra stuff. You know where you can go, weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. It's all on there. And you can get in contact at wtatupod@gmail.com. And go to bobshoy.com. This is part of the Bob Shoy Podcast Network. You can see other podcasts I work on. I'll leave it at that. You go to them places. WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable.com, WTATUpod@gmail.com, and bobshoy.com, BOBSHOY. And yeah, I'm just sad that the boys couldn't be with me to stand in this place, which is so important to Weird Tales history. But I suppose there's nothing left to say.
And finally,
except from until next time, don't walk your dog near this fucking bridge. See you later. Love you lots. Bye bye. Oh shit, there's a fucking wasp in there. Weird place for a basketball hoop, isn't it?
Why, does someone live here?
What is it? I wonder how they feel about if we were just like walking all over the garden, if they do.
Alright. Oh. Hi, Lindsay.
Old man Overton.
Come on,
man. Maybe he's doing it. He hates dogs.
Okay.
He got bitten by a dog as a kid, and he lures him off the bridge and sits in his house snickering between playing rounds of basketball.
Reminds me a bit of
Willy Wonka.
Waddesdon.
Oh.
You're recording this.
I was going to just leave recording in case I saw any dogs so I could interview them on the way, seeing if they felt nervous. Carl, was there a dog in that car?
There's some people walking up this way, but they were obviously avoiding the bridge.
Yeah, taking the long way around.
Yeah.
Sensible.
Yeah.
No dogs.
Yeah.
They've not got any dog. I wonder if they had a dog when they started that walk.
Oh, man.
Right, well, no more dogs.
They were gone.
They're all gone.
I came home from Scotland with so much whiskey.
Yeah.
Every time I drove past a distillery, I was like, oh, well, let's pull in and have a look. And I'd walk out the gift shop with 50 quid's worth of whiskey every time. It had like hundreds of pounds of whiskey in the back.
That's so funny.
Mm. Went to this place on the Isle of Skye. We just pulled in because it was like the only place to eat nearby. And we just said, oh, if we have dinner here and drinks, can we just sleep in your car park? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. And but we didn't know when we sat down there that it's like really renowned for whiskey. And they actually had over 400 varieties of whiskey behind the bar. And
Jesus.
Some like whiskey expert behind the bar. So this guy was just like letting us try different stuff all night. And it was awesome.
See, I used to be on whiskey and now I'm all about rum.
You're asking me before we started recording about Scotland. And Scotland was great. Listeners, I've been... I don't know if I'm addressing the listeners already.
Listeners, I've just been in Scotland.
I know,
oh, God,
so
it's
weird.
Gone so south.
It's because I was thinking I recorded while I was over there. Like, I recorded a Weird Tales episode. But I guess I'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But anyway, we had the camper van and we drove all around Scotland. Went to Loch Ness and all that stuff. Didn't go to the Bolskin house, it burnt down. But yeah, went to the, I showed you the Overton Bridge and all that stuff. But when I got back to the car, well, actually, when I dropped the car off to get the camper van, it was like really rattly. And I rang the guy I worked for and I said, look, my car's sounding shit. So I don't want to think about it while I'm on holiday, but just be aware that when I get back, my car might have to go into the garage. And then when I got back in the car, I said, look, mate, it's still rattling. It's really bad. I was supposed to be working the next day. He's like, I really need you. Really need you. Look, take it to my brother-in-law's house. He's a mechanic. He used to work for BMW. He'll get it sorted out for you and he'll lend you a spare car. I said, all right. A whole way down the motorway, it's making horrible sounds. I dropped it off at his house. I said, look, I don't know anything about cars. It's just rattling. And then he walked around the back and kicked the exhaust and it was just like hanging off. And I driven to Edinburgh and back with the exhaust hanging off the back. I was like, well, I told you I didn't know anything about cars.
That's so funny.
So he's still got that. I'm supposed to be buying a new car like in the next couple of weeks, but now I have to pay to get that fixed before I can sell it. So it's really fucking irritating.
That's shit. What are you getting?
Look, we actually haven't decided yet. We're viewing a few this weekend. I was going to get a van for work, but then we didn't want a van because then we haven't got like a normal car and I'm only going to be working 3 days a week soon. So I think we're going to get like an estate because then I can use the back as a van and the front still like a car. So we're viewing a few estates this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like a family man with no family. My family are like my tools.
Hey, Beef, you're muted, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he is muted. Yeah, Beef, you're muted.
I can... Sitting here for a while, I can see something over there. I don't know if I'd say it was a monster. There's definitely something peeking over that, over the water over. Oh my god. Is that... That's Nessie. It's Nessie. It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.